Hello, thank you for joining LTC DON Chat, a podcast brought to you by the American Association of Post-Acute Care Nursing of Hacken. I'm your host, Amy Stewart, Chief Nursing Officer for APACN, and I'm here today with Colleen Oakley, Registered Occupational Therapist and Senior Director of Operations for Rehab America and Treasurer and Member of the APACN Board of Directors. Colleen joins us to discuss ways that the occupational therapist can collaborate with the Director of Nursing for better resident outcomes. Welcome, Colleen.
Thank you, Amy. I'm excited to be here with you today.
We're excited to have you. It is National Occupational Therapist Month. In honor of this, can you provide our listeners with an overview of the role of an OT in the skilled nursing facility?
Absolutely. Well, it so happens that I am an OT myself, as you well know, so excited to be here. When we're talking about occupational therapy, I think it's important to recognize that there are two divisions of that profession. They are certified occupational therapy assistants, also called CODAs, and these professionals have a two-year degree and generally work under an occupational therapist. The second part of the profession is the registered occupational therapist, and these are master's level and doctorate level professionals. Occupational therapists work with patients to help them really navigate their lives. So we talk about occupation, and when we talk about occupation, we're really referring to the things in your life that occupy your life. So that can be work, it can be play, it can be hobbies. It's also the traditional way that people think about it is activities of daily living. So getting ourselves dressed and navigating our lives. In the skilled nursing facility, most of the time, occupational therapists are working with patients to help them dress themselves, bathe themselves, feeding, and also navigating around the facility itself. We work with patients who have had some type of disability, stroke, surgery, injuries. We also work with patients who have degenerative diseases such as Parkinson's, multiple sclerosis, those types of things. Occupational therapists are a key member of the interdisciplinary team because with occupational therapy, we do cover so many different parts of the person's life.
That was a great overview. Thank you, Colleen. Would you share some examples of how OTs and the Director of Nursing might collaborate together?
Yes. Occupational therapists, as I've already mentioned, are so integral to the interdisciplinary team. And areas that we see a lot of occupational therapy involvement in the skilled nursing is with falls and fall prevention. So occupational therapists assess the patient's cognition to make sure that they are using good safety. We look at the environment. Is it set up well to allow the patient to be safe in that environment? We look at their balance. Are they able to get up and move and get themselves to the bathroom? So fall prevention is a really big area that occupational therapists collaborate. We also are very strong and well-trained in dementia and cognitive rehabilitation. So patients that are maybe wandering or patients that staff are having a difficult time managing and redirecting, occupational therapists can be very instrumental in assessing the patient so that we can figure out where in their dementia journey are they, and then helping to train staff on how best to work with those patients to help them be successful. We also do a lot of training with caregivers and teaching caregivers and family members how to work with those patients to help the patient have the best quality of life. Two other areas that I can think of that occupational therapists are really instrumental in partnering with the director of nurses is seating and positioning. We all know that in long-term care, skin breakdown and contractures are a big challenge for us. So making sure that the patient has the right seating device, the right cushion, and that the chair is designed and measured for that patient. That's going to keep the patient safe in the chair, so preventing them from falling. And it's also going to make sure that their joints are in the best alignment so that we can prevent contractures. We know as occupational therapists that having a patient be able to interact with the environment is one of the things that keeps them really healthy and emotionally strong. So getting a patient so that they're up out of the bed in a wheelchair, they can come to the dining table and be sitting in a chair that allows them to feed themselves and be comfortable with that, as well as to interact with activities or go outside, be able to move around the facility and enjoy that environment. So I think seating and positioning is critical. And then one that I've touched on a little bit is contracture management. You know, occupational therapists, we can develop splints, we can range the patient, we can develop restorative programs to keep the patients from getting contractures. I always say that if we allow the patient to get a contracture, then we've really failed in being proactive to prevent that. So contracture management and contracture prevention is a big part of what occupational therapists can do. So I think those are some pretty big areas that we can really partner with the DNS to make sure that the patients have the best quality of care and the best clinical outcomes.
Yes, thank you for sharing all of those wonderful examples. My next question is one of my favorites. What is something that the OTs often do or work on that most nurse leaders may not be aware of?
Ooh, that's a really good one, Amy. There are actually two areas that occupational therapists are trained in. One of them is with feeding. It's not just the actual bringing of the food to the mouth, but it is within the scope of practice of occupational therapists to actually work on swallowing. So occupational therapists can get advanced practice or advanced training to actually do some swallowing. We have a lot of buildings that are in very rural areas where maybe getting a speech therapist might be a challenge. This is an area of practice where we can actually train up occupational therapists and they can work on some swallowing strategies and swallowing safety with patients. And then I think I talked about the dementia, really working with dementia and behaviors. That's an area that occupational therapists are very well trained in. We do a lot of psychosocial training in our schools. I know, for example, I did a rotation in a neuropsych hospital. So occupational therapists can be very instrumental in helping with behavior management in psych type facilities.
Thank you for that, Colleen. Is there anything else that you would like to share with our listeners?
Just, I think, to really take time out in April to appreciate the occupational therapist and certified occupational therapy assistants in your facilities. I think for me, having spent most of my career in skilled nursing, one of the things that I think is so important is to have a really good partnership between the other departments in the nursing facility. So having a great partnership with the CNAs, with the nurses, with the dietary departments, and doing things that are out of the box to help the patients have a very enriched experience in the skilled nursing facilities. We often did gardening. We would build raised beds in our courtyards and take the patients out there, let the patients weed and grow plants. And then you can do cooking activities, partnering with the activities department. If you have any questions or difficulties in your building, don't be afraid to ask the occupational therapist to help you problem solve or come up with creative ways to engage the patients and keep your patients not only physically strong, but like I said, emotionally strong and happy.
Colleen, I want to thank you for sharing your expertise with our listeners today.
Thank you, Amy. It's been a pleasure to be here with you.
Listeners, thank you for joining us today. For more resources and tools for nurse leaders, please visit our website at www.aapacn.org. To ensure you never miss an episode, subscribe to the LTC DON Chat podcast.
Nurses Week is May 6th to 12th this year, and at APACN, we are recognizing the LTPAC professionals who are shining bright. Mark your calendar and plan to celebrate NAC Day on May 7th and Nurse Leader Day on May 8th. Also on May 8th, be sure to join the Education Foundation Zoomathon to help raise money for nursing scholarships. Learn more at apacn.org.